When is the last time you wrote to a pen pal? 15 or 20 years ago, getting letters written by your peers from the other side of the globe seemed so exciting and almost magical. But in today's overly connected internet world, it would seem that children have so much information and knowledge at their fingertips that sending letters to other countries to make friends may seem just a bit banal. The Multicultural Center Prague disagrees. They feel that in our quickly globalizing world, it is that much more important to put a human face on distant lands and cultures. Their project, Latin Gunpo, helps Czech school teachers show their students another part of the world, and also maybe teach them something about their own lives. I spoke to the project coordinator from the Multicultural Center, Romana Velitova, who explained what it offers students.
Latin Gunpo is an international educational project, and its main aim is to provide students in the Czech Republic contact for students in India and to enable them to communicate together via internet. And through communication, getting to know aspects of lives in another part of the world, to compare the differences between them and to find similarities.
The project tries to be as holistic as possible in creating the bridge between Czech students and those from the Indian region of Ladakh. The Multicultural Center and its partners create a methodology for teaching global developmental topics. They train teachers here and in India, implement the methodology within school curricula, create video projects, photography exhibits, and much more. In a school system that has been struggling to reform in order to respond to the needs of modern-day students, Latin Gunpo found a way to teach Czech kids about issues like globalization, migration, and sustainability in a fast-paced multimedia format that is more naturally digestible for them. But the main message, according to Ms. Velitova, is oddly timeless.
We try to show them that we have so many similarities and that the world is connected so closely that the basic life is very similar. But they have the same needs, wishes, plans. They spend their times quite similarly and so on. So children will know more about people they would have never met personally. And we believe that personal experience is much better than watching the documentary or films or hearing from other people how it looks like there and so on. So,
before starting the Latin Gunpo classes, some of the students had an idea about what life in India was like. But for Jakub, who goes to a school in a small town of Uvali, right outside of Prague, the differences he noticed also revealed something about his own life.
Students have a different relationship with the school and teachers than we do. Because when we go home, we turn on PC and play PC games. But they do homework and help your family.
One of the thematic modules that the students in the Czech Republic and India covered was about heroes. At an opening of a photo exhibit connected with the project in Prague, other Czech students talked about what surprised them.
Our classmates had heroes like singers and actors, while the Indian students had often the Dalai Lama or Gandhi.
Or often they put down someone from their family, their mother, for example.
There are currently 21 Czech schools that have joined the project. They partner up with one of the 9 participating schools in the North Indian Ladakh or Nepal. Czech and Indian teachers of different subjects like English, social studies, or others can use materials provided by the Multicultural Center to supplement their regular lessons. The year is broken up into thematic blocks that explore topics like water sustainability, personal heroes, migration, and the concept of beauty. The students also have constant communication with their Indian or Nepalese counterparts throughout the year. Lan Gonpo is looking not only to change the students' mentality, though, but it also helps teachers find new inspiration as well. Most of the Czech teachers participated in preparatory workshops directly in Ladakh in the local schools. Jana Zygmundová, one of the teachers involved in the project at the Uvali school, spent 7 weeks in Ladakh. The experience changed some of her approaches to teaching.
It was a very big surprise for me. I saw the children at schools in uniforms. They are very polite. It's very different from our pupils. They want to study. It's very different from our students, because at our schools, in our education, you have to say you must. It's a must for our students. But in Ladakh, I recognized that students want to be educated. So I want to teach my students. It's not a must, but please want to be educated. So I talked about it.
The creative approach to the lessons not only engages students, but also helps in developing closer ties with the teachers.
Children enjoy this project very much. I think my students know very well that it's not normal to be in this project. And I think they are very proud of being in this project. I think the relationship because of this project is better. And I can say, I think they admire my visiting in Ladakh.
Children in both countries also get an opportunity to learn outside of the classroom. Romana Velitova told me about another interesting activity.
One part of the project was to teach students how to work with the camera, with the digital camera, to make their own film. Filmmakers from Poland came both to the Czech Republic and to Ladakh and taught students how to work with the camera. They explained them basic rules for making a script. Together, they created several short films as a part of their work in the workshops.
The filmmakers Elvira Nivera and Piotr Rosolovsky used some of the short films made during the workshops and their own material from several visits in Ladakh and Brno to create a documentary film. The film entitled Out of Dreams had its Prague premiere this month. The documentary shows the two worlds this project is trying to connect through the eyes of two boys who participated in it.
My name is Tantin Rinchen and I come from the Zanskar Shun region in India. When I was 5 years old, I was chosen from the whole village to study in the city.
My name is Honza Jalud. I was born in Brno and my big dream is to study at a university and to earn a lot of money so I could start realizing my dreams.
Out of Dreams follows the two boys in their everyday tasks, in their schools and homes, and also watches them as they exchange video messages about their lives. I spoke to Piotr Rosolovsky about some of the challenges of making a film that spans two faraway countries, and it turned out the biggest challenge became a blessing in disguise.
In India, it was really difficult at the very beginning, because when we arrived there 2 years ago, it was just before the big flood in the area, and a couple of days after our arrival, some part of the last city was completely destroyed and many people died and actually nothing was working and our workshops were completely delayed. And after that, when we finally find a group of school students in Leh after the flood, of course the flood was the most important for them, and they made a couple of films about it. And it was an interesting combination that we arrived before the flood with the cameras, and these children, they were sometimes the first witnesses with the camera after the flood. They made short, I would say, exercise videos, but they are, I think, till now kind of important for the community, because they portrayed is what happens in the city.
Working with young adults in both Ladakh and the Czech Republic, many of whom had little or no experience with being in, let alone making films, proved to be one of the most interesting parts of the project for the filmmakers.
For me, it was maybe even more exciting to work with these children who never have any experience, rather than with this one who already had it. Some of them, they are really talented, especially in framing. I mean, they know how to frame. For me, this was interesting to see that some people, they just have this skills or this way of thinking with the picture. Especially in India, I met a couple of children who actually, they never have a camera in their hand, but after a couple of hours, they could really bring very nice shots, I mean, very well framed. It was very exciting to work with the children who never have a camera before, because you can be witness of this process, how they really get into video, how they really start to understand it. And if someone already has the experience, for them it's not so new, or he already gets used to film with the camera, so sometimes he or she filmed something already in the way, how they did it before, on some vacations, and sometimes they have to struggle with it.
Another challenge was to actually find the points of intersection between the lives of two boys from very different places with very different concerns. But after teaching video making workshops and shooting the documentary in Leh and in Brno for almost a year, Rosolovsky came to similar conclusions as the creators of the La Ngompo project and conveyed it in the documentary.
I think that the message is quite simple, because I think that even though in the world where this communication is developing, and actually nowadays you can call, you can Skype, or you can Google almost everything, and you can also have a kind of virtual friend or virtual partner school, even though, I mean, differences between cultures and our lives, they are huge. But on the other hand, we are still human beings, and some things in our life, they are the same. Doesn't matter from where you are.
Although neither the Czech nor the Indian students from the La Ngompo project have met yet, they now know quite a lot about each other and have probably discovered a few new things about themselves. As ambassadors of the Indian partner schools, a few of the teachers came to Prague in June of this year to attend workshops and an exhibit featuring works of all the participating students. And so we will end this report with a traditional Ladakhi song that some of the teachers performed at the Lucerna Music Bar in Prague for the launch of the exhibit, right before Czech pop band Toxic came onto the stage.